Christ is risen. Oh my goodness, after one week, let's try that again. We're not going to do it throughout the homily again, but let's try that again. Christ is risen. Oh, that sounds much better. All right. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, came to share in our humanity with a divine mission to reconcile humanity with God. And it was accomplished by his teaching and example, his passion and crucifixion, his death and resurrection. And it continues today. In the gospel reading, the risen Lord wanted those who had abandoned him after taking up his cross to be reconciled with him, to accept the truth that he has risen from the dead. It is good news that Jesus never gives up on us, his disciples. Today is known as Divine Mercy Sunday, a universal celebration that Pope St. John Paul II created in the year 2000. The private revelation of the Lord to St. Faustina reinforces the scriptural message to have unwavering trust in God's love and mercy, which is everlasting. A portion of today's gospel reading describes the origins of the sacrament of reconciliation and penance. Jesus said to them again, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Jesus continues to personally encounter us in the sacramental life of the church because he is not contained or limited by time or space. But this command that the Lord gave in the gospel reading is connected with his first command to the church to share in his mission of reconciliation. Jesus said beforehand, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." During the remainder of the Easter season, the theme of my preaching series is Going in Faith, Our Mission from Christ. We are learning from Christ in the early church how Holy Family Parish can engage in our mission. It is related to my Lenten series, Growing in Faith. So we're growing in faith and going in faith. But during Lent, I said, growing in faith, our identity in Christ. For Jesus is secure in his identity and steadfast in fulfilling his mission. And cooperating with the ongoing graces of baptism, we can be secure with our identity in Christ. As I said, during Lent, we can triumph over temptation by courageously living out our Christian commitment. If we have sinned, we can resolve to repent and reclaim our true identity. It is never too late. Rejoicing in our inheritance from God enables us to move forward in life with freedom. Being secure with our identity in Christ enables us to remain steadfast in fulfilling our mission from Christ. Returning to the gospel reading, Jesus appeared before a frightened and uncertain church on Easter Sunday evening. They were frightened as they continued to grieve. They were uncertain about the initial reports that Jesus had risen from the dead. That all changed when they saw the risen Lord. And we should not feel any disadvantage in overcoming any fears or uncertainties in our journey of faith. As Jesus promised, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. During my preaching series, I will highlight several elements of the new pastoral plan of short-term and long-term goals as our parish prepares to celebrate our 150th anniversary in 2026. These goals are concrete ways for us to fulfill the mission of the Universal Church in our parish by proclaiming the gospel of Christ, building the Church of Christ, making disciples of Christ, and having a positive impact in our communities in the name of Christ. I've said before that our mission statement summarizes it as helping people to believe in Christ, belong to His church, and bless our communities. Believe, belong, and bless. We try to make it simple so that we can keep first things first in the forefront of our minds. But as the parish has just celebrated our 145th anniversary, I want to thank the parishioners now and those who preceded us, who have cooperated with the Lord and one another to sustain this parish. It has happened through seasons of growth and seasons of decline. It has happened through seasons that were tranquil and seasons that were tumultuous. From 2016 until early 2020, we had another season of growth at Holy Family Church, a steady rise of worshipers on the Lord's Day, Christmas and Easter, growth in the Sunday School of Religion participation, steady increases in the Sunday offering to pay for our daily expenses so the mission can be accomplished, a successful participation in the Archdiocesan Capital Campaign when some doubted that that could happen. These are just a few examples of that season of growth. Then the pandemic came. However, trusting in Christ, who has given us a mission to fulfill in any circumstance, I invite you to join me in having confidence that we can reclaim the momentum that we had experienced before. A major goal of the pastoral plan is to renovate the former school building into a parish mission center. I had mentioned this before the pandemic, and now that the pastoral plan has been completed after some consultation, I say it again. The parish office would be moved there, making it physically accessible to all. Classrooms would be renovated for more meeting spaces for faith formation, ministry, and organizational activities. While a renovated building can help us to engage in our mission, we cannot ignore continued renovation of our lives by the grace of God, maturing, growing, as followers of Christ within His church. We must keep first things first as we hear Jesus commission the first disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. We cannot expend our energies on other things. For example, during my first year in the parish, I received numerous comments that if we remove the restriction of using the parish hall only for parish-wide events, allowing the hall to be rented for other purposes, it would be a financial boon for the parish. For various reasons that I have explained before, I did not agree with that. Past history here and at other parishes is that it provides a headache for staff members, even if there are volunteers who are running the hall rentals. The only way in which this issue will be revisited depends if the next pastor can be convinced to consider it. During a staff meeting several weeks ago, I said that even if 30 parishioners said that they were ready to organize hall rentals, I would reject the proposal. What would be the benefit for Holy Family Parish to be known as a place where you can have hall rentals for social engagements while the parish has critical needs to continue the ministry of Christ and His church such as in the following ways. Our parish needs more people to serve as School of Religion teachers, to partner with our parents to form our young Christian disciples. Our parish needs more St. Vincent de Paul Society members to fulfill our Lord's command to serve the poor in our parish and the surrounding communities. Our parish needs more service committee members to help with fellowship and fundraising events that will build our parish community and continue to reach out to the larger community, as our fish fries did. And as people came in for the fish fries, we put information up about our parish, inviting people to consider that if they did not have a parish home, to prayerfully consider following the Lord Jesus Christ through his church, as expressed here at Holy Family Parish. As conditions get safer, our parish needs more people to bring the Eucharist to the homebound. In the Acts of the Apostles, fellowship is one of the characteristics of the early church. However, Jesus founded the church to be a sanctification center, not a social club. The parish is a place in which those who are wounded by sin, division, and disappointments in life can find healing from the risen Lord. Being in touch with his wounds, he was wounded for us. He overcame those wounds for us. The parish is the place for people to wrestle through their doubts, grow in their devotion to the Lord, and become bold in practicing their faith. And this is what happened in the gospel reading. As the first members of the church began to fulfill the command that the Lord had given to them, as the Father has sent me to reconcile the world with God, so I send you to do the same, Jesus says. And they began with Thomas the Apostle. The gospel reading does not mention a reason for Thomas's absence when Jesus appeared to the faith community on the first Easter Sunday evening. But when Thomas returned, he refused to believe in their testimony unless he had seen the Lord for himself. Yet Thomas dealt with his doubts by staying in the community. The community gave him space to be there as he struggled with his faith. Why? They had struggled with their own faith until they saw the risen Lord. And this prepared Thomas to see Jesus on the following Sunday. The Lord Jesus chose the community of faith as the context in which Thomas would see him. And it was within the context of the community of faith that Thomas was formed to accept divine revelation and profess that Jesus is his Lord and his God. A sanctification center helps people to grow in holiness, helps people to be aware who they are in Christ and what they are to do here in this life that is fruitful, that is productive, and also prepares them for eternity. May these first disciples who have now gone to heaven pray to God for us as we persevere in fulfilling our mission from Christ as a parish. Our energies must be focused on helping people to believe in Christ, belong to his church, and to bless our communities. It's an ongoing process of believing, belonging, and blessing. As the Father had sent Jesus into the world, so the Lord sends out this parish into northwestern Baltimore County, southeastern Carroll County, and beyond, to proclaim the gospel of Christ, to build the church of Christ, to make disciples of Christ, to make a positive impact in our communities for Christ. We are doing that. We're resolving to renew our commitment to do that, always keeping first things first.